certainly these people, you know, they were either convicted of a crime or they pled guilty to a crime. So that's not something that, you know, we're trying to brush aside here. And some of them certainly have stories that are more sympathetic than others. There was one woman that I talked to, her name is Nicole Brooks, and she was a nurse and had a good job, had her kids. She was a single mom, and a guy that she was dating, she dropped him off somewhere. I mean, he didn't have a car. She just gave him and his friend a ride. She dropped him off, and he and his friend were arrested for robbing this guy and attacking him. And she ended up being charged with all the same things that they were charged with. She ultimately pled to a much lesser charge, but she served about a year at Tutwiler. And she wasn't a victim of sexual abuse or physical abuse, but she had friends who were. She described standing in the showers and having guards look at her and feeling their eyes on her and feeling degraded. She started her prison sentence at Tutwiler on her birthday in 2006. And when I recently spoke with her, she said that she is kind of getting her life back together, getting her nursing license back, hoping to get a job again, get back on track. But I mean, that's 8 years after she went to prison, and it still seems to be having a daily impact on her life.
You said she was a single mom. What happened to her kids while she was in prison?
Her mom took care of her kids while she was in prison, and I think that was one of the hardest things. When she described it to me, one of the hardest things about being in prison was that, you know, she was thinking about her kids every day and the fact that she wasn't there with them for a year of their lives. But now, I mean, now she's staying with them, and they seem to also be doing well.
You really were given a unique glimpse into what life was like in the prisons.
I've talked to women who were there in the 90s who gave me an idea of how some of this stuff started and how it has developed. And then I've talked to women who have been released as recently as 2012. So they've definitely given me a wide range of stories about, you know, what the prison has been like, what the employees are like, what the food is like from decades ago up until just a year ago.
And food is a big issue, one of the things you've been hearing a lot about.
I feel like I've heard about food from every single woman that I've talked to who has been at Tutwiler, no matter when she was there. I've also heard about it, though, from people who have been incarcerated at other prisons throughout the state. And I've heard about it from family members of people who are incarcerated. The biggest thing that people have said, and several people have said this to me, is that there were worms in their food. And one of the women that I spoke with told me that when she got this portion of food on her tray, she said something about the fact that there were worms in it. And someone in the kitchen just said, "Oh, no, that's just sprouts." And she said, "No, I know what a worm looks like. That's definitely a worm in my food."
And you mentioned that some of the people that you've talked to for these stories are not sympathetic characters. And you've had some actually negative reactions from readers to why you're spending time telling these people's stories.
One of the most important factors in this investigative journalism lab is engagement. And so a lot of what we're trying to do is really getting readers and commenters to talk to us. And so definitely continuing this conversation is a very vital part of this reporting process. But there have been a lot of commenters and a lot of people who don't necessarily think that they either don't think prisons are a priority, and they think that we're wasting our resources and wasting time reporting about it, because basically they say these people are criminals. Who cares what happens to them?
But it does seem like people in the Alabama legislature and Governor Bentley have noticed this issue and are taking an interest in it.
I would definitely say that state officials are taking notice and have had a lot of discussions about how to address these problems. Governor Bentley has spoken to prison issues several times. He and his wife visited Tutwiler. They did just increase the budget so that they can hire more guards and so that they can install a camera system at Tutwiler. So those are two things that have been prioritized by state officials.